This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We were talking earlier, and Jerry made a point that was salient because we didn't know CeeLo's children's names. And we spend his boys' names, but we now do, and I'll never forget them, so I guess that's the silver lining here. But we spend so much time with one another, but do we really know each other? And with you, I was going to do this newlywed game with me and you, but then I realized, you know, there's so many things I say on the air about my life
right.
that you're out there editing audio, so it's probably not going to be that good. And then with Boomer, he's not here. So it's like the perfect two guys would be Al and Eddie.
Agreed.
They are next to each other. Eddie always says that's my work spouse.
Yep.
My work wife. They should know each other in and out. So you and I came up with a series of newlywed game questions. And we're going to see how well they know one another. So we will start with Al answering... the questions about Eddie and then what Eddie says about himself to see if he goes right, and then we'll go the opposite way.
I like
okay?
it. Yep.
All right. So, Al, I asked you, what is Eddie's worst habit?
I think Eddie's worst habit is the amount of coffee he consumes.
Wow.
That's a
very
good answer.
Yeah. I don't know if it's good for you or bad for you. We see different studies, but I think it's a high amount for a person.
He does drink a lot.
All right, a lot of caffeine, too much coffee, too much caffeine. Eddie, what'd you say was your worst habit?
Hello?
I would say just, and Al, see, this is something where Al wouldn't know, just like obsessing over like little tiny things that I will waste an infinite amount of time at. Like, I can't find my pencil, and that's really, I don't know if that's an OCD or a habit, whatever, but it's a lot of wasted time.
All right, so 0-1 there. 0-1, very different answers there.
I knew the first one or two would be a little difficult.
Okay, well, yeah, the second one here.
I thought you nailed that one, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so the second one here is a little more specific about somebody's life. It's not like a generic question. This is about people in your life.
Oh, and Eddie doesn't have to, you know, he's not answering for Al's.
No, we'll do that next. We'll do that next.
Oh, I see.
We'll do that next.
Okay.
How many sisters does Eddie have, Al, and what are their names?
I believe Eddie has three sisters because I think two live in another state and one lives locally. I do not know their names.
Not one of them?
No.
Not a single one of them.
Are there three?
Yes.
Really?
All right, you got three. All right. And do you want to say their names or not?
Oh, yeah, Monica, Tina, and Lee.
Okay, very good.
I had no idea
that
you had three sisters.
I
thought you had one.
Do we count that as a half a point?
Yeah, 100%.
Yes, half a point.
I'll give him a half a point for that, yeah.
All right, half a point there for Al.
But that's, right there is the point. I have known him since 1997. I thought he had one sister. He's got three sisters.
But this is where when we talk in here, like when Eddie goes on trips, he might be able to stop by and see a sister. Then
Fair.
I know another sister lives locally. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
was going to say, did we, the band.
This one in the Family Feud.
Right, I know. Put another quarter in there. All right. okay. So here we go now. Al, what do you think Eddie's last meal would be?
I think Eddie's last meal would be pasta with a meat sauce. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Eddie?
We're going to give him another half point.
Yes. Okay.
I'm going to go pasta norma. Do you know from pasta norma?
No.
It's like a Sicilian dish with eggplant in it and a red sauce.
Okay. So no meat sauce, but okay, half a point.
I actually would give him full credit for that, but all good.
Yeah. No, it's very specific.
It is specific.
Eggplant, but meat.
You didn't say steak and potatoes.
Right. But if he said, like, all right, if Al goes some sort of meat sauce, and then Eddie goes pasta with meatballs, I would give him full credit. He went eggplant.
Okay.
All right. So one full point. All right. How does Eddie like his coffee, Al?
Just regular milk.
Okay. Just regular milk. Eddie?
That's 2% milk. Oh. So I give him 3/4 of a point on that.
It has to be half or full.
I thought I had that.
Half or full. I can't do 3/4.
It's half.
You should know, because not to give away that I know the answer for your one.
Yeah.
You used to have.
I thought it was regular milk.
For years.
I thought Eddie would think like 2% milk, that's Fugazi. You got to drink the real milk. You know what I mean?
It is, and I do, but the wife buys the milk.
So. Oh, okay. All right. Very good. All right. This one I like. What celebrity would Eddie like to be stranded on a desert island with?
William Shatner.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. Or Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Yeah, it's Neil.
Oh,
I think I could have deeper discussions.
See, that's what I said. I said it was going to be Neil. Okay.
Because he just has said that over the years, as far as guests, he's not excited. You know, doesn't get excited like when Dan Marino comes in. But he said he would get excited for William Shatner.
Oh,
that's
for
why
sure.
I thought.
But, well, different question.
Oh, you're right. Better, deeper conversation.
All right. Very good. All right. Last one here before we switch. What is Eddie's biggest fear, do you think, Al?
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Eddie's biggest fear.
Not finding a parking spot.
I should have wrote this down because I had an answer.
I put a quarter in, Al.
Man, I don't know what I said. I had all the answers in my head. I didn't need to write them down. And this one I have, and I didn't write it down.
Boom, boom, ba da da da. Something with the...
I'll be honest with you. Aside from the parking thing, I couldn't give a guess on this one. I have no idea.
Man, I would say...
fear?
I mean,
I don't think it's dying.
I would say his dog's passing away. That's what I would have said.
Okay. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Eddie's biggest fear is that there actually is a God and he's been forsaking him all these years.
That is a great
answer. That's a really good answer.
That's a good answer, except that I am so unfearful of that because I know it's not true, that there's a God and he's taking receipts. And this is something that we maybe not have talked about, but I have a fear of being eaten by a shark. And that is a legit fear.
But
like,
you don't go in the ocean.
I have, but I am terrified to do so, and I don't do it often.
Yeah, and that is Gina's biggest fear. That is her phobia.
Well, but she likes the ocean. That would be like
and
me
there
saying,
are,
I'm fearing.
There are man-eaters off the Long Island coast.
It's like saying I fear dying in a blizzard while skiing, but I don't ski.
Yeah, true. I understand what
I
you're saying.
I can't see him body surfing a wave.
I did.
In Hawaii.
In Baja, I was in the ocean with there were other people.
When?
This was in 2001.
It's 2025.
We were in the open ocean, and I always made sure I kept other people between me and where the boat was.
Yeah, same thing with Gina. I mean, I had to, and two of our biggest trips we took, our honeymoon, and then when we went to Italy, I had to force her to get into the water to enjoy herself. And then when she did, she forgot about it a little bit. She had a great time.
And by the way, I get the fear for sure.
And it's an irrational fear, I guess, because I could sort of, but there have been times, I mean, 20 times over my life where I've been in the ocean.
All right, so a total of 1.5 points here for Al.
Oh, man, that's
not
disappointing.
Not great, but all right.
Yeah, it is disappointing and certainly beatable here. So
yes.
All right, Eddie, let's now go through the questions. What do you think Al's worst habit is?
Getting angry, like legit cheesed off about things he has no control over.
Okay, Al, do you agree with that?
That is a good one, but my worst habit, I think, is not being able to do anything outside of my schedule as I see it. Like I
you're rigid.
I'm very rigid, yeah.
Actually forgetting to hit the next Newlywed.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
See, that, you know what? There are some similarities in those answers, I don't think we can give a half a point, though.
But I think controlling anger issues happens at various points. It's not always from getting out of his box,
yeah,
if you will.
And there's also other emotions other than anger that he could
anxiety.
Have getting out of the yeah. All right, so no points
no.
there. All right, Eddie, how many sisters does Al have and what are their names?
Two and no idea.
Okay, so you get a half a point. Okay,
he is correct. I have two sisters.
Debbie. I don't know. I actually don't know the second sister's name.
Chrissy.
I did know that.
Is Chrissy
Damn
with
it.
The dentist?
No, Debbie is the dentist.
You know what? I did know that. Half a point.
What are Eddie's sister's names? Do you remember? Just heard it.
Tina?
Lynn?
Yes.
Lynn?
No. And Molly?
No. But it was an L and it was an M.
Marie?
Margaret?
No.
Marjorie?
No.
Linda?
No.
Lois?
No.
Louisa?
Let's hear it again.
Monica and Lee.
Lee. I said okay. Lynn. Okay. All right. Eddie, what do you think Al's last meal would be?
I'm going to say it's going to, you know, he goes out for pizza,
mm-hmm.
But he denies himself all these things that he does admittedly like, but can't have. So I'm going to say chicken tenders and curly fries.
That's a good one.
Wow. That is, it's chicken tenders with specifically crinkle cut fries.
I'm full point.
Yeah, we got.
I'm
go
sorry, full point on that one.
Wow,
that is unbelievable.
Thank you.
That's pretty
that
good, man.
That comes from all these years.
Wow. Yeah.
And yeah, your like face told the story right there.
Like in a basket with a big thing of ketchup.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That is great.
Do you know he used to, and not that long ago, he used to eat a half a bag of Tostitos.
Oh, yeah.
That's when we were every day.
When we first started, he was doing that.
Yeah.
So. Yep.
Oh, how things have changed.
All right. He used to go out and get a sandwich.
That too.
Jesus.
Used to have fun.
Right. Yeah. Right.
All right. So 1.5 points now. So Eddie, really all you have to do is get a half. We'll go through the rest of the questions here as we're doing the Newlywed Game here with Al and Eddie. See how well they really know each other.
Black. And it used to be with some of my milk in his coffee.
Right. So how do they like their coffee was the next one. Black. Al.
I would say, actually, I like my coffee with regular milk.
Uh-oh.
Like when I'm at home, I make it with regular milk. If I'm here, I'll have it black.
All right.
So it's a half.
I would go half a point and you win.
All right, half. All right, so 2 full points. So you win, Eddie, but I want to see how well you do. What celebrity would Al like to be stranded on a desert island with?
Jeannie Buss.
I was going to say Paulina Porizkova, who you were talking about this morning.
I chose Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, that's what I would have said.
Yeah.
Even though he's a liberal, he would drive you nuts.
You know what? That is true. There is that. All right. What is Al's biggest fear, Eddie?
That Whimsy will live to 25.
My biggest fear actually almost happened today, hitting a deer with my car.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think about it the entire time I'm driving.
That's great. So it almost happened today?
Almost happened, but within inches.
Now, you make
wild.
Yourself nuts about it, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is the time of year, and also in the fall, they're out for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I see them in my neighborhood, and I live in, like, suburbia personified.
Yeah, a little mating season spot maybe for these deer. All right, very good. So, Eddie, you win the newlywed game.
Well done, Eddie.
2 points to 1.5. That was very good. That was fun. That was entertaining. And we thank the studio audience for their participation as well.
Lee, Monica.
And the one you got, the one you remembered that stuck in your head.
Oh, my God.
Already.
Wow.
I couldn't tell you.
Monica. Not Rachel. What?
Yeah.
Just did this.
I know. I was looking at the questions. I'm going to give myself an excuse. I was running the show. I was the host. You know, I don't know. Pretty bad. Jackson, I think, was the answer.
Tina.
Yes.
Tina.
Good job. Right.
Nice.
What about my sister, Jerry?
Debbie and Chrissy.
All right.
I knew that. And I blanked out on Chrissy's name. But we just talked about her last week. Soon as he said it, I'm like, I did know that.
And I know things about each sister, but I'm more familiar with friend Paul.
Let me ask you this. Since 97, how many brothers and sisters do I have?
One brother, one sister.
Oh, okay. Names?
No idea.
Okay.
But we did play football with your brother, yes?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Right. Yes, we did.
But I hadn't known that before. I think I had met him before also.
My brother somewhere. Michael, sister Lynn.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table. And Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.